Before I switched to Wealthfront, my APY was probably 0.1.
Once I switched, cha-ching!
With a Wealthfront cash account, earn up to 4.2% APY on your cash.
I can trust Wealthfront is taking care of me.
Make your money earn more. Get started at Wealthfront.com. Clients were paid $1,000 for their testimonials, creating a conflict of interest. Outcomes vary. 3.3% base APY as of January 30th, 2026 is representative variable and earned on funds swept to program banks. 0.65% new client boost for 3 months on up to $150,000. Direct deposit $1,000 a month and fund an investing account for a 0.25% increase. Cash account offered by Wealthfront Brokerage, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC, not a bank.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell. No Raheel again today, right? You're coming in here, and then you're taking over at 11. What about you, your stint today?
Yeah.
Well, all the money piling in, that's why.
I'm not interested in all that.
You're not interested in all that money stuff?
What money stuff?
You know what I'm saying?
What money stuff?
You just are raking it in today.
Yeah. Is it safe to call him Marwin Olele?
Why would you do that?
Because you're very versatile.
Well, yeah. That's clearly the case.
Yeah.
I work with a number of personalities, and I have to balance them all out. Some are more A personalities.
Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite, though?
Me.
Is it me?
Huh.
How about that?
You ask that question, it's an interesting question because now I actually have to think about you two for a second, which is something I don't like to do. Nick is my favorite.
Nick.
Out of the people I'm working with today, Nick, then Tyler, then the rest. Then the rest, yes.
That's how it ranks. Gotcha.
Today, yes.
Today, because Nick is going to be joining you on the Charlie Pulillo show, which I like to call the Nick and Dell show.
You know, yesterday.
Dell and Nick show.
I think I need to.
I like to call it Nick and Dell show.
I know what you like to call it. I'm calling it the Dell and Nick show.
Nick Dell.
I think I need to. This is kind of a personal note. I think I need to say this. Yesterday, I preemptively left my wife through Twitter. I met someone in my direct messages named Rose Reynolds. She goes by RoseRay11457462. And I told my wife on Twitter, because I have balls. I'm not like the rest of you who like cower. I told her right to her face, hey, you know, basically, it's over. You know, we've been married 16 years. Sorry. Here's what I got in my direct. And you tell me what you would have done. This is what I got in my direct message. We prefer more to text you. Now, this is out of nowhere. This is not in relationship to anything. This is the first direct message. We prefer more to text you, can text me on my number to know more better each other. 662-591-8616, which we probably should call during the show today.
Should we call?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
And then here's my answer.
Well, but this is a personal relationship that you two have.
Well, but I want, you know, early on, you knew Nicole at 610 when we first met, and she was a listener. And maybe Rose Reynolds is a listener. Yeah, I don't know that.
Did you out Nicole right away when she...
Well, yeah.
You two used to fight about Texas football.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So I think she needs to know what she's getting into here, especially with Dell. And I said, well, she wanted to prefer more to text me and know me. So I said, well, I'm 6'2", have five kids, and I'm torn with the NBA's aggressive slide in a three-point culture. I will say that I firmly believe that hybrid players off the edge are the future from a rush standpoint. And I'd love to see Darius Leonard win Rookie of the Year, Defensive Rookie of the Year, even though his missed time due to injuries is obviously going to hurt him. I'm also on the selection committee of Joe Moore Awards. Do you follow offensive line play at all? Asking for a friend. Wink emoji, flirting gif.
And he wrote out wink emoji.
Yeah, that's right.
He didn't actually
type. You wrote it out?
He wrote out wink emoji.
And flirting gif. She said, okay, I we love to know you more better and become good friend to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no new friends. Sorry. You weren't there. You weren't down with me when my fantasy football articles in the Houston Chronicle were my side hustle. How am I going to just let you tag along for the ride and grind tape as I grind tape on prospective late rounders and priority free agents? Come on. What? She said, and this really ups, and then this is where we had our first fight. She said, it's just a matter of time, and I am scared of men because I didn't want to have same experience like the I do in the past and like what my granny used to tell me to be careful about men, and I do since she has told me that. Am very careful. I don't want to fall in a bad hand again. So that's where we've left it. I have not responded, and maybe I shouldn't cut Nicole loose just yet.
I would. Well, no, this is your second wife. You're good.
Yeah, I feel like she's a good one. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I should just keep rolling with Nicole. And this girl has fallen in a bad hand before. So
she really
she's got,
has.
She's got a lot of excess baggage, clearly, that I'm dealing with. So, I don't know. Sometimes you just get lucky in direct messages. I'm hoping that this is the case here as well. Everyone on Twitter, I posted the screen cap, and they seem to think I was a really lucky guy and that I get all the luck. I get to do the NFL thing. I've done radio, mm-hmm. and now this. Like, it's just not fair.
It's
Another
not.
Guy shouted out to my wife saying, I hear you're going to be on the market. You know,
was it the
what's
dude
up?
From 6'10 who wanted a video of you filming your wife?
Yeah,
upset?
What that was creepy.
Was that
no,
creepy
it
dude?
Was JC on the island who's followed for. He goes, hey, I don't even drink Topo Chico, he told her, because I got in trouble one time badly for leaving a bottle of Topo Chico in the freezer and watching it explode. And there's a glass all over the freezer. And I recorded my wife's reaction. She wasn't happy. I don't think she's happy I record her getting mad, if I'm honest. But, you know, that's part of what it is. And I don't think Rose would care. First of all, I don't think Rose would get as mad about things
about
like...
getting blowing up?
Yeah, I don't think she'd get as mad as things like hanging on to home wins against Baylor. I don't think she'd freak out about that.
Yeah, I think she's more concerned with if you give her a fresh one if she makes a mistake. Because apparently... Mm.
Yeah,
I feel like
she's
that
fallen
bad
in
hand
bad hand
is like a fresh
yeah,
one.
Apparently something's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, somebody...
I don't,
somebody
know,
treated her poorly at some
I don't
some
think
point.
Rose Reynolds screams at the TV because the safety depth is so terrible, costing the Longhorns wins against West Virginia and potentially Oklahoma, because safeties just can't
safeties.
Figure out that they need to
what
play
about
backwards.
Chris Boyd? Oh, my God.
Chris Boyd is...
What kind of game did he have?
Not a great one.
What did he bring to the table
so I
on Saturday?
The, yeah, I don't want to get too far into it because I was just like slide into this... cornerback talk, but Chris Boyd is a big guy and he's physical, but he's not the most fluid cover guy.
He would be. He has to be a safety if he's going to be in the league.
I'm going
to
consider it. I'm yeah. going to consider it because he's physical and he'll yeah. tackle and all that stuff.
He's physical, or, although he's physical a little bit early on plays.
Yes,
a little earlier than you should be.
Those guys, a lot of times you have to put them as a cover two, you know, zone yeah. corner who. Get a play with everything in front of him and not don't have to turn and run.
Well, and he could turn out to be good in that. I mean, hey, what do a lot of guys, what's the criticism of Richard Sherman? Hey, you stay on one side of the field and you're a zone corner. Okay. Pretty much, if you want to hide some guys, that's what you do.
I just get a text. I can't even talk about my wife without her texting me and saying, yeah, a bunch of penalties.
That's what he's about.
That's what she. Yeah.
yeah no.
That's. I don't, can you stop? I'm trying to. I mean, she said Chris Boyd.
Chris Boyd.
Yeah, a bunch yeah, of penalties is
right.
what he's about.
That's what Chris Boyd is all about.
You know what? I bet you Rose Reynolds isn't yelling at her team all the time. I bet she supports her team,
yeah.
and she doesn't. And she's not still not all in on Tom Herman. I bet she's in on Tom Herman.
Are you looking forward to watching a lot of Dynamo Kiev games? Because it feels like Rose is from that area of the world.
It does seem like. Yeah. I don't know if Reynolds is accurate in her surname. I just feel like.
Maybe she was a bride who came over.
She's very poor at writing.
Well, maybe she took over the last name of her mail order husband or whatever.
Well, maybe.
It came over, and that's when she fell in a bad hand.
In a bad hand. She did fall in a bad
granny,
hand.
And her granny told her, oh, I'm sorry, it's a Grammy. What my Grammy used to tell me, to be careful about men, and I do, since she has told me that. So maybe Reynolds, Reynolds clearly is not her maiden name.
No. Her maiden name, right.
Well, she does live in South Carolina. If you go to her profile, you do find out a lot about her. I am a nice woman going.
Right.
Am a woman who have to fear God. I don't cheat. I hate to be cheated. She's lovely. You see?
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Pretty girl. She is. She's a really, really pretty girl.
I mean, hello. You better think about this.
This is what she said 4 hours ago when it was, she's in South Carolina. So this is,
they do talk funny there.
She's in Greenwood, South Carolina. That's true. Maybe this is just an accent.
Maybe.
Because 4 hours ago when it was Eastern time zone, so it would have been 4 something in the morning. She said, hello, the way you smile really make me smile down to my heart.
Whoa.
You're looking good to meet in person. Now, she's not saying that to me.
I don't know, but where's she smiling down to?
But as you
I don't
see,
like it. On the Twitter, kids are on their way to school.
On Twitter, she's not saying that to anyone. Oh. It's literally just she's putting it out there to the world.
Well, to for usted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that was Gilbert tweeting you.
She's a student from South Carolina.
She sounds hot. Well, she needs a lot more schooling over there. Mm-hmm. I think that's Queen Bee Spice Burner account, which is Crystal, the Cowboy fan, Cowboy Queen, whatever her name is.
That's not Crystal.
It could be because they don't know how to speak English.
That's not her burner account.
It could be.
Just stop.
Bruh, snitches get stitches, said Crystal. Anyway, so here we are. Okay, so what do we got today? All right, we've got a big game coming up against the Colts.
Yep.
In which are you gonna get?
I'm gonna try to get Chris Ballard on the show? The Colts GM on the show because he's a Texas guy. He went to Texas City.
Yeah.
So I'll try to get him on because he'll want to talk about like the Rockets and the Astros. Yeah, that's he still follows them, so he'll want to talk about this much about the game and about a ton, talking about the Astros and building teams and why did Morey give so much to Chris Paul for so many years and stuff like that.
So he won't have any insight into why his team got shut out in Jacksonville?
Yeah, well, he will. I would like to ask him about the offensive surge they had last week.
He's a pretty brutally honest person. So
I would imagine.
He likely will.
I would imagine he is. I would imagine so. So we've got that. We've got Rockets on the road tomorrow night at Utah. And I don't.
It's going to be a tough one.
I don't like the spot, if you want to know the truth.
I don't either. I don't like playing in Utah, period, ever. But that is, I don't like that spot either. That's going to be a tough one. But, you know, I didn't love the spot the other day when they won by. In San Antonio, when they smashed them into a zillion pieces, so I don't even know what you're going to get with. I know that they're going to win or lose by more than 20. Usually, that's all I know.
Yeah.
Somebody's getting beat by double digits when the Rockets play now. That's about all there is to it.
One side or the other, and yep. We're not sure which one.
Somebody's going to get smashed. Utah has been disappointing this year, though. They've had their own issues. Those have been the two teams. When people talk about the Western Conference being so good. It's always about the depth, and the two teams that people pointed to, two of them, and it was always Golden State, who hadn't had the same season so far, the Utah Jazz, who've been very disappointing, the Rockets have been even more disappointing. There's three teams that you know, were expected to be good. Two of them have losing records.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the West is all that deep right now. I mean, it's deep, but it's not
well, it is still better if you look at the Rockets only have two teams below them. If they were in the East, they'd be right out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, so.
And that was the thing is everyone was saying, oh, the West, West, West. The East is just going to be two teams now. Well, the East is not two teams. Hey, I don't know why people forgot about Toronto. The Celtics.
Well, those were the two teams, though, weren't? Wasn't it Toronto?
Well,
and
I don't know. Everyone, Sixers and Celtics. And then once Toronto got Kawhi Leonard,
well,
I think everyone. No one took them seriously.
Truth be told, it's four deep.
That's good.
Yeah.
But four deep is what the Western Conference was last year.
But can any of them beat Golden State anyway, though?
I don't know. Probably not. But, you know what? Let me tell you. I'm not writing any Kawhi Leonard team off. I think so highly of that guy. But in the Western Conference, were you expecting to see the Warriors fourth? The 1-2
They will be, by the end of the season, they'll be first.
Yeah, probably so, but I don't think we thought we would live in a world where the Nuggets, Clippers, and Thunder were the top three teams in the West. That's why I'm saying the idea that everything's static from year to year, man, tell it to the Rockets. This doesn't feel like it's static from last year at all.
Well, that the Rockets aren't static, though, I don't know that that proves your point.
But you didn't expect this?
No, I certainly
no. We thought they could go over 55 wins.
But I didn't expect it 3 years ago when they were 41-41 either, coming off a Western Conference Finals.
We thought they would go over 55 wins this year. I really thought that.
I really thought that, too. I thought 60. I thought, well, why is everybody? Oh, so they lost Trevor Ariza and Bamute. Everybody's falling apart. Well, it fell apart.
Do you see them getting to 50?
Not anymore.
Nope. I don't either.
Not anymore.
At this point, you just try to play better basketball. You try to find the guy who's going to help you.
The scariest thing is Chris Paul, if you want to know the truth.
Well, because he can't stay healthy.
Well, yeah, and he's not doesn't seem to be the same guy. He doesn't, I mean,
he has his
moments. He's got to be, if he's a $40 million player, he's got to be great. He has his moments, but that's far, few and far between. He has got to play really, really well. And that's the scariest part. This is the first year of a $160 million deal. And he's not healthy, and he's not playing great. He needs to really, really pick it up.
Why do people not ever – this was always a possibility, though. At his age and with his injury history, this was always going to be a possibility that Chris Paul – you know, and his numbers aren't that bad, 18-8 and 8 assists. But Chris Paul, I'm not really concerned about his level of play as much as how much time he's going to miss due to soft tissue issues. That is soft tissue injuries, that's what really, really concerns me right now. That's the big concern. Not shooting the three as well this year as he has in the past, especially lately. But we'll see. I mean, I do think they're going to play better. But it's a relative term now because they just don't look like they have a lot of juice. And Jeff Van Gundy, in case you missed it, he talked about it last year, where sometimes the psychological hurdle and subconscious hurdle of getting back over the hump after you pushed so far and you came so close, he just talked about they couldn't do it as a Knicks team after they got beat by the Rockets when he coached them. And he just said, it's really hard to do. And maybe the Rockets are dealing with that right now.
Right. All right, let's take a break. We're kind of getting Oliver Luck in here to talk about the XFL coming to Houston.
Yeah, XFL team coming to Houston. Also, we've got a coach who cost himself. Usually it's players costing himself with Twitter. This time it was a coach cost himself a job with Twitter.
Yep, absolutely. Taking a break right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 720 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. So, Winston Moss... I just don't feel like he's that smart. I just kind of feel like that was not the best move to make.
Well, okay,
I don't know.
It was clearly not the best move. What do you think about what he said? Is there any doubt now that Aaron Rodgers is a little bit of a pain in the ass to deal with for the whoever's in the building?
Did
you see what his own brother tweeted during the fires? I'm sure you did.
Yeah, I saw that.
That wasn't a good look where no. Aaron Rodgers is trying to raise money for the fire and everything. Yeah, he's like, that's really good. And then Jordan Rodgers comes out in public on Twitter and goes, yeah, that's all great, but you didn't even call mom whose house is in the middle of the fires to make sure she was okay or anything like that. So, no. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, worry about everybody else, but how about your mom?
Yeah.
Yikes.
And Olivia Munn, and guess what else I've heard? Olivia Munn, not very nice either.
No, well, Olivia Munn doesn't seem like that nice a person.
She's the one who turned Aaron Rodgers, helped turn him against his own family.
Yeah. Where is the tweet? Because I can't find it here.
Winston Moss?
Winston Moss's tweet.
Oh.
It was an unfortunate tweet in which he blasts Aaron Rodgers and talks It asks about, actually, it talks about accountability.
Yeah.
And being,
I don't think he blasted him.
Oh, I do.
He did, but not like Aaron Rodgers is the cancer in this. Like, it wasn't like that. It was this. Ponder this. What championship teams have our great leadership? What championship teams have our great leadership? Period. It's not the offensive guru trend. It's not the safe trend, whatever that means. Find someone that is going to hold number 12 and everybody in this building to a Lombardi standard.
So you don't think that's a rip?
Well, no, I think he clearly took a shot at him. I don't know if he's blasting him, but how about this? Isn't this a little shot at – he was the assistant head coach, and he's been there since 2006. He's the associate head coach. It felt like a little shot at Mike McCarthy as well, right?
Oh, no, I think he's backing McCarthy in this.
Well, he said, what
find somebody that is going to hold number 12 and everybody in this building to a Lombardi standard, period,
okay,
losing sucks.
Okay, I guess
you could interpret it that it's, hey, find somebody because Mike McCarthy wasn't doing that.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought he might be saying. Hashtag Lombardi standard, period, hashtag losing sucks. For him saying that, and I don't know why people have to take to Twitter to make sure they have their platform to voice stuff. I don't take chances on Twitter. I'm not going to. That SEC guy can't live on Twitter hardly at all anymore. Not like he wants to.
Me either.
How many things SEC guy would say about Tua and how many slick things he would say about a Hawaiian quarterback and things like that and Marcus Mariota? And like, yes, there's so many things he could say. Not anymore. Well, guess what, Winston Moss? You need to start remembering that when you're on Twitter. And really, frankly, everybody else that's in a position of non-authority, You could get got. Like, I don't know why you take chances like that, unless you just won out.
Right. Like, I would never write anything about Miller Lite or Bud Light. You know what I'm saying?
Would you ever write anything negative? Like,
I would write something negative about them. Nothing positive.
About Coors Light? Would you ever say, have my first substandard Coors Light?
Never, sir.
Would you ever say, Coors Light, not very good when it's not cold?
Oh, God.
Would you ever say that?
Why would somebody say that?
Then why would Winston Moss say something about,
I don't know,
about the organization?
The Packers have informed me that they're letting me go. Thanks, Twitter. Wait, you're thanking Twitter? I have served the Packers with all my heart and soul. I've given it my all. No regrets. Winston, this is not Winston Moss's first foray into some... Didn't he have a press conference in which he was awfully combative? You remember? It wasn't that long ago, right? What was that? What was that about?
Yeah,
you remember?
He did.
Yeah. What was it? What was that about?
What was that? That's right. He did a media inquiry.
He was pissed off. Yeah, he was pissed off at one writer about something. Remember? What was it? Remember?
Winston Moss press conference. It's right.
Yeah.
It's right here.
Play it, Del. Winston Moss.
Stare down. This is in June. Stares down reporters in strange scene.
Yeah. Yeah. Winston Moss, I think he's an edgy guy. I could certainly see him working.
A reporter asked him, Winston, I'm sorry, where's the Winston that has given us illumination and information at past press conferences? And I think they were being like fun with him. You know, did we do something that you're down on us again? We want to talk about you guys. Oh, no, I guess it really is. He goes, and I'm not quite sure what you want from us to make that happen. I said, okay, here's what happened Wednesday between Packers associate head coach Winston Moss and reporters at Green Bay's minicamp. Moss sat down to talk to the media, but clearly did not seem in the mood. He rolled his eyes, disputed a reporter's account of a player's on-field actions, and seemed unwilling to volunteer information. We want to talk about your guys, and I'm not quite sure you want what you want from us to make that happen. After a 10-second pause, Moss responded, I can't help you. Another pause, and Moss continued, you ask the questions, I'll answer it. Naturally, Twitter sphere had plenty to say, blah, 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 bleep, 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 Twitter sphere.
Yeah, I don't know about bipolar, but
you can't just put...
I know, but from afar, I can diagnose from a kind of.
I don't know that that's.
Yeah.
You want to put BP
on
them?
I think I can. I think that's. I think that's socially acceptable, right? I mean, the guy is up and down. He has mood swings. I think he might be. He's tweeting angrily at number 12. I mean, I kind of feel like, you know, I can deduce that. I know I'm thousands of miles away, but I'm pretty sure I can deduce that.
You know, I got some. Man, my life is changing, like, as we know it. you know, the girl that I consider like a daughter, Chelsea, you know, Chelsea, mm-hmm. she's getting married this weekend. Mm-hmm. Really happy and proud of her. And she's listening to the show because she just texted me and my wife. Well, for now.
Yeah.
Please invite Rose to the rehearsal and wedding.
So.
That's going to be weird.
That is awkward.
We'll have to fly Rose down from Greenwood, South Carolina, wherever that is.
Awkward.
Yeah. And then obviously we may have some communication issues.
I mean, Rose is a departure from your current spouse.
Yeah.
Are you looking for a Southern Belle? Because that's what Rose puts
it
herself.
It seems like Rose is a Southern. Yeah.
South of Belarus?
Well, Southern Belle can be however you define it, but she's from South Carolina, so. Uh-huh.
Right.
Do you think she's.
Well, she's in South Carolina.
Well, she goes to South Carolina. And she does like the Gamecocks, so that's one thing.
Yeah. She likes the Gamecocks. Hmm. Don't you want a new wife who likes the Gamecocks?
No.
You don't want a wife who likes
not South Carolina. No.
You don't?
You don't? That seems like a prerequisite.
Yeah, I would think that makes
or
it
yes,
that
she likes
a much more positive experience.
Yeah, you don't want your new wife to not like
the
Gamecocks.
Do you think Rose is fighting to keep all the statues and monuments up in South Carolina?
No, that's a North Carolina thing now. Like they're putting in millions of dollars to keep Silent Sam.
I'd much prefer my wife like the Gamecocks over the Longhorns.
Yeah, don't you want your wife to like Gamecock?
Yeah, I think. I don't know. That's just me, though.
Did you say
it in singular?
What? Yeah.
Term? Did you?
I don't know how. Are they?
It's an entire university. It's plural. Yeah.
Are they the South Carolina Gamecock or Cocks? Gamecocks? What are they?
Yes, South Carolina Gamecocks.
Man. No, but you're going to be one.
Talk about a sledgehammer. But you're good just Lord, be, man.
I know, Del.
But you're not, Del.
John just mentioned.
I'm even a little taken aback.
You just offended John a little bit.
But if
you're out of line a little bit,
no, but. Yes, Jadeveon Clowney was a Gamecock. Wouldn't you be singular? Don't you want her to like you and only you?
I'm not. I don't.
You don't want her to like the whole team.
Does anyone?
He's a green wave.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm a nothing. Mm. I'm a mercenary. I'm a Ronin, depending on the Saturday.
Breaks bottles.
But John is a taiga because he married a taiga. You would be a Gamecock.
I'm a Longhorn.
I'm a prairie fire.
My wife will tell you I'm the biggest Longhorn fan there is.
No,
she'll tell you that.
If you marry Rose.
Text coming in 3 seconds. You're not one of us.
If you marry Rose, then you become a Gamecock.
If I'm laying or taking.
So are you, okay, so will you be a Bulldog or will you be a Longhorn?
A Bulldog.
The Sugar Bowl.
Oh, I'm sure Longhorn. I'm just kidding. On a totally unrelated note, what's that number?
14 and a half or something.
Feels a little much.
No, 11? What are they?
Georgia could come out a little flat.
Could they?
Yeah,
could they?
Yeah, Texas. Mm. Look what Texas did to Missouri. They ruined.
Oh, did they?
Missouri. Yeah.
What?
You're comparing Georgia to Missouri?
What? Yeah, let's slow down on that.
Seems like a weird.
713-780-3776 if you want to get in here.
The line is 10.5.
10.5, yeah, I thought it was 11.
Wow.
11. No,
I'm not sure who I'm a fan of at this juncture. I'm going
to
take a look at who's not playing in the game because they're going to the. Yeah. Is Chris Boyd going to shut it down because he's. Well, I'm going to protect my draft stock. I better not play in this game.
What all that's going to affect is Texas penalty yards.
It might help them.
I got 11 over here in my little corner. All right, 730 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 735 and ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you'd like to get in here to hang with us. 713-780-3776. Daryl Morey was on a show, and he was on doing an interview with the Haberstroh show for NBC Sports. Mm-hmm. I don't know that show, But he was asked about Carmelo Anthony. Here's what he had to say. I do really think he can help a team. And I think it's a team's going to nab him here pretty shortly is my guess.
To take him off our payroll? Is that what he meant to say?
Listen, yeah, he can really still help a team. I think just how things evolved in terms of how we were using him, we really thought that was going to work. Yeah. But in terms of how things evolved for us and our heavy use of switching defense, which we had a mix last year, we ended up finishing using it pretty exclusively. But we had a mix of that last year. That was one thing that wasn't a perfect fit. Mm-hmm. A switching defense in Carmelo wasn't a perfect fit. Didn't see that coming. It really is mostly on me, honestly. I saw the fit there, and it really didn't go the way that I thought it would. I get that, but Daryl, what about anything the last 5 years of Carmelo Anthony would make you think that he was a fit here?
That's just
strange. As smart as Daryl Morey is.
I know, that's just strange to me. Why did he use switching defense instead of just saying defense? Like, say it with switching and say it without switching. He goes, because we run a defense. We play a defense, and we.
And it just didn't work here.
Yeah. Why didn't he just say a defense instead of switching defense?
He didn't need that adjective.
I don't know why he said switching. Just say a defense. I mean, it would have made a lot more sense to me.
Well, he didn't have to be that specific.
He didn't say switching.
No, you don't have to say switching anymore. Anyway, so that was Daryl. On the Carmelo. Listen, I can't blame him. I mean, he's trying to get rid of the dude, right? Hey, yeah. He can still play.
Well, he's going to be gone any second now, like trying to drum up.
Somebody's going to come and just swoop
him
up.
I feel like right now it feels like it's getting close. He's trying to drum up the urgency for another team. Like, hey, did you see what Morey said? That somebody, I think they're getting ready to sign. Somebody's getting ready to sign Carmelo. We need to get our...
Have we looked into this Melo thing?
Have we thought about that? Who's seen him? How's he? Does he look good? Like, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
He's been kind of a blah. Really hadn't helped anybody win for over a decade. So, I mean, I guess he'll fit us here, and you know, I guess he'll help us here. And
I just feel like
Washington
missed his entire Oklahoma City and like last 4 years of New York stints. I don't know. But I think that's really wishful thinking that somebody's really going to come up and swoop him away any second now. I don't know. I kind of feel like he's going, and he is. He's still on the team. They cut Daniel House, who was their best player just last week. He's cut, but apparently they're going to bring him back pretty soon. I don't know. They had to cut him. I don't know. I don't know why, but. Apparently they've cut him and he will be back soon. He will be back with the Rockets soon. So they waived him. So any team can pick him up. And when you saw him play and be the Rockets' best bench player, I'm afraid they might not. That's a guy that might get swooped up. Not Melo. Maybe that guy is going to get swooped up. We'll see. There was a story out here that PETA apparently is looking for people to stop using hurtful words like kill two birds with one stone. Yeah.
We can't give in, guys. Like, when you give in, you create a new normal.
We can't.
You can't.
Are we going to stop? We'd like to stop saying idioms. Beat a dead horse.
You can't give in to idioms.
But isn't beating a dead horse, if the horse is already dead, isn't it okay to beat it? It's already dead. I don't know. Bring home the bacon? No. We want to say bring home the tofu from now on.
They didn't say that.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Bring home the tofu. But tofu tastes terrible. Oh, I get it, PETA. You're saying if something's really horrible and terrible, and you have high expectations, and then it disappoints. Like, okay, so Daryl brought home the tofu with Melo. That makes sense. Where you are hopeful, and then you're wildly disappointed, and it didn't work out for anybody. Oh, okay,
that's
PETA.
That's bringing home the tofu. No. Bring home the bacon means bring money.
Money.
You bring money in.
That's a good thing. Bringing home tofu is a bad thing.
Well, no, they want you to replace. They don't want to change the meaning. bringing home the tofu is not, but you know, signing Carmelo Anthony.
If you bring home
that's
bacon,
not what they mean.
That's good, right? Bacon is good.
No, bacon is bad. It's pita.
Tofu is good?
Tofu is good.
Is it?
Bacon is bad.
Mm. Del, what's your favorite tofu dish that you've ever had?
Nothing.
No, I've never. Have you ever had tofu?
Oh, yeah.
You have?
I've made it before. No. One time. I marinated it. I tried to see if I what it would taste like. I seared it in a pan. I tried to do everything I could to it.
Isn't it?
It's just, it's nothing. It's a flavorless nothing.
Now, is blob. See, I don't know. Does
It'll pop up. You'll see it sometime cubed up in a, like in a.
Does it look more like yogurt or like leaves?
No, no, no. It's more like a square. It's more like cubed yogurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, the consistency of
yeah, I've never had it.
I don't know what the consistency means.
Yeah, yeah, you have. You had a bite. Like, if you ever had hot and sour soup or something, that you'll accidentally get yogurt in a not yogurt, tofu in a soup at a Chinese restaurant. You'll have a piece of it, and it's got the texture of like.
Oh, I have had that.
Yeah, it's a texture
it's
of
gross.
Like. Yeah, soft, mushy texture. Yeah,
it's like kind of like a soft mushroom kind of feel, and it absorbs flavor as opposed to actually gives you flavor.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you say bring home the tofu, means bring home something gross and horrific.
Bring home that's my point.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flavorless and terrible and wildly disappointing.
Disappointing.
And this all feels like Carmelo, if I'm being honest. Or Ed Reed was tofu.
Yeah.
Amon Green.
Okay,
tofu.
Worst signing.
Carlos Gomez.
Worst signing. Ed Reed or Carmelo Anthony?
No, Ed Reed. He cost you Glover Quinn.
Yeah. Agreed.
Well, according to Glover, he knew he wasn't coming back before his
season. But listen, Glover signed for less than you paid Ed Reed.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I've told the story multiple times. Glover Quinn knew before even his final season with Texans he wasn't going to come back, Ed Reed or no Ed Reed.
Right. They weren't re-signing Glover
Quinn. No matter what.
No, so that makes it even worse. Right. And Glover Quinn is still playing. Ed Reed is homeless.
Well, he was old when they signed
him. Well, he's
him.
Got a home.
He's not homeless.
He just looks homeless. He's got a team.
What?
Yeah. He's got
plenty of money.
Oh, speaking of which, when I
you don't know that, Del.
When I get on
you don't know that.
When I get on 59, where I get on 59, they have tents in between, and it's two entrances, and there's like this little sliver, and there's a couple of tents there with people. They have Christmas lights up.
Nice.
I know. I was like, how festive. How awesome.
That is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Like, first thing was, how'd they get electricity there? I don't have any idea. But they did, and on their little tent, I mean, it's a little pop-up tent, and they have Christmas. I'm like, that's cool.
That is. Not sure where the electricity's coming from.
I'm not sure either.
I don't know, unless there's just a, hey, who knew there's a plug right here by the underpass?
That's, yeah.
Yeah. I think they'd rather have lights on a house, probably, or a apartment, maybe not so much a tent.
I don't know. There's only a little sliver, and somehow they got electricity to it, and they have, I thought, how festive, how neat. That is cool. You know what else is cool? Chance McClain and Heritage Films. YourHeritageFilm.com. YourHeritageFilm.com. It is telling the story of your family. It's like a 30 for 30, only longer. Lance's was like 3.5 hours. I want it to be shorter, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's fair.
Because if I do it, I'd probably be about a minute and a half because I just don't have that much interesting to say if you want to know the truth. But I'd love to get my aunt or my wife's father to do this thing and to tell the story of where we came from and leave that for my kids and how awesome that would be. That is going to be passed, and my kids can pass it down and pass it down and pass it down. And in years to come, when no one knows anyone anymore, I couldn't tell you what my grandfather looked like, my father's father. I have no idea. My grandmother, I have no idea. Or any of the. So it would be awfully cool to have that for years and years to come. And you can do that at YourHeritageFilm.com. Start the process. Let Chance tell you all about it at YourHeritageFilm.com.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
All she needed was some.
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 All she needed was some. All she needed
was. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John. No Lance. Where'd Lance go? Is he talking to Rose?
Or having a meeting with Mr. Gal?
Yeah, apparently Rose is calling during the breaks.
Hi, Rose.
Hey, guys.
Okay.
It's
a radio show.
Came in to drop into hand again, so.
So the text.
Oh, I'm picking up her accent. That's so weird.
So the Texans have activated Deontay Foreman.
I'm actually a little bit surprised about that.
I am too. I would have thought, as well as they're doing, why?
There's been some rumors that he is maybe the weight was a little up, maybe not in the shape he was in earlier this year. They had 21 days where they had to decide whether or not they were going to activate him, and they did. They dropped Natrell Jamerson. Undrafted rookie free agent. Del, can you tell us what Natrell Jamerson was Texans famous for? Let me see how Del is paying attention. Let me see if you're paying attention. What is Natrell Jamerson famous for in this year?
Didn't he almost make an interception?
No.
Yes.
Well, maybe in he did. Or
is he the one who the ball bounced off his helmet?
No.
And then
maybe
Devontae Parker in the Dolphins game, was he the guy that happened?
It could have been. This is more what he's infamous for. Not really famous. This is a moment of infamy for him. You have to think back to worse times. You guys are the poors now. Everyone else in the NFL. Texans have the longest win streak in the NFL, so everyone else is pretty much the poors.
To the leaner times?
Yeah. Yeah, when the Texans were poor. Now the Texans are the Richie Riches, so.
Was it the Giants game?
Before that.
Really?
Titans.
Oh, he didn't cover on the fake punt.
He's the rookie that didn't peel out earlier. And then fake punt touchdown. And the punter went, okay, I guess I'll just do this. Bing, bang, boom, touchdown. And all of Houston went, I hate Bill O'Brien. But that was, that's when people start to hate you, is when things like that happen.
Don't do that anymore.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Natrell.
So the way that they're running the ball right now with Lamar, not that you can't use more, good players. You can always use good players. The question does he have that same explosiveness after being all this time with his Achilles? They must think so. They must think he's going to be that actually he can help. Otherwise, why would you activate
him? Bill O'Brien made the comment like he's got to be able to run it more than one time in a row without huffing and puffing. So obviously he didn't get. He wasn't in great shape coming in when they activated him. So we'll see what happens now. My guess is he might be 2 to 3 carries max in a game.
Yeah.
It's going to be Blue. They'll just give him some short yardage bangs.
Hasn't Blue been pretty good?
Yeah, he's been all right.
He's been all right.
He's been okay. Lamar Miller has been a plus.
Now, Deontay Foreman showed flashes last year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And he's a tougher runner inside. So let's just see what happens. It's interesting. You're getting a player almost like at the trade deadline. You might be getting a guy that can help you down the road on your quest for 13 straight.
A goal line back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that what they lacked early on, was somebody who could punch it in?
Yeah, that's definitely not Lamar Miller. Alfred Blue is bigger. He has a little more ability to do that. Deontay, in a perfect world, definitely has a better chance of doing
that. Absolutely.
We'll see.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter unless you got to activate him. And since they had 21 days once they ignited his time frame, and so now they have to activate him within 21 days. It hasn't been 21 days yet, I don't think. I think it's only been 2 weeks, I feel like.
Well, they must just feel like he's ready to go.
Yep. So let's see.
We'll see if he's active on Sunday. Let's get Kevin in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Kevin?
Fellas. What's up? The hell is going on?
Hey.
Hey,
is this Red Texas? Raider? This Red Raider,
this
Kevin?
Red Raider, Kevin.
What's up, man? What's up?
What's up, Kevin? What you say, Red Raider? What you think about your new coach?
Man, I really don't. and I'm happy he was given an opportunity. He's a tech guy, you know. He come from down that way, man. So you know you never can do or be anything if you're not given a chance, you know. So I think now he's given a chance in Lubbock to prove that he can coach on that level. I mean, he's been at Utah State, so it's not like he hadn't had an opportunity, you know, to be a head football coach. So, you know, we'll see, man. You know, I'd prefer that, honestly, than a retread.
He was a head coach at Utah State, right?
He was a head coach.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. Utah State is one of the more well-coached teams that I've seen over the last 3 years. They have NFL guys coming out. This is a good coach. Now, will he win and recruit? I don't know. From a football standpoint, Kevin, this guy can coach football, and they're going to run the ball a little bit more. Like, I'm really interested. I thought it was a good hire when I first saw it. I'm like, man, Utah State is one of those really low-key, respected programs out there that you don't really want a piece of if you don't have to play them.
Yeah, the only thing about it, you better hope in recruiting he never makes the mistake of telling kids to come to Aggie Land, because you know Utah State would be Aggie, so
that's a mistake.
Don't make that mistake.
No, not so much. Not so much.
On Twitter, he'll be looking for a job.
He'll be Winston Moss.
Yeah, he'll be looking for a job if he makes that mistake. And Lance, you asked about tofu, the best tasting tofu anybody's ever had. Man, I dated a girl once from Hawaii, and that was her name. And I'll just leave it at that.
Her name was Tofu?
That's no good.
I'll just leave it at that, John.
Leave it alone. Leave it alone, John. Leave it alone. Don't let it sit there and marinate.
I'm just saying, man. You know, man, it's good to hear you guys, man. I've had a rough 2018, but I'm rebounding now.
You're right.
You know, tough deal. You know, my daughter was murdered, man, back in August. And,
oh, my God.
You know, just been fighting through that deal, man. But God is good, man. I'm, you know, still loving life and enjoying life and enjoying the sports world, man. And I listen to you guys all the time. I just never call anymore, man. And it's always good to hear you guys back on the radio together. Let me say that.
Well, best of luck in through all that, man. That's really the worst.
All right, man.
That's
y'all have a good one,
all right,
bro.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
That's, you can't even think about that. That's, well, best of luck, Kevin, getting through that.
Have him. Been a long time listening.
There's nothing you can say to somebody about that.
No.
Really. There really is nothing you can say.
Just put him in your prayers.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. That's tough, man.
Let's get Terry in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Terry.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, what's y'all's opinion on the Rockets? Well, what do they need to do? I know hopefully Morey is not going to stand around doing this. I mean, they've got to do something. What do y'all see in the near future for them, possibly? And then as far as the Astros, I mean, you see everybody going in and just stripping the Mariners of everything they've got. First it was Paxton, then it was Cano, and then yesterday Segura got traded away, man. But I know the winter meetings are coming up. I think they're this weekend or next weekend. But, I mean, have y'all hear anything going on about what the Rockets or Astros possibly looking into doing this in the near future, since everybody else in the league seems to be doing everything except for them?
So Jeff Van Gundy was with us yesterday, and he thought the Rockets would get involved in the buyout market, meaning when veteran players start to get bought out because – you know, basically teams can save some money and the players can go somewhere else. He thought the Rockets would be involved in that more than a trade, because then you don't have to trade players. You know, you can wait because they don't have a lot of trade chips right now, so they can wait for somebody to hit the market. So obviously we don't know who that person would be, but he thinks they'll get involved with the buyout market. So that's just, you're just kind of playing a waiting game. I do think Daryl Morey's going to do something. He'd never sit still. As far as the Astros, John, you mentioned yesterday, I don't know that Seattle's going to be in a big hurry to allow the Astros into their garage sale, since they're a division team. I don't think they're going to be in a huge hurry for that necessarily, but now that it's been picked over anyway, now you've got chairs, now you've just got like older coffee tables and credenzas, you don't really want it anyway. So I don't know that there's anyone that the Astros would look at over there, but they do. I am waiting. I do think it's curious that Charlie Morton, it's gotten really quiet on the Charlie Morton front. The Astros apparently want him back. I think my guess would be that Charlie is right now waiting to see in his agents to see if anything else pops up. And if not, he'll come back and be an Astro. And if that's the case, then they may not be as active as we think. They may say, well, we still got Colin McHugh. We've got Josh James. We've got Fromber. We've got, you know, obviously two or three guys with live arms in the minor leagues. If Charlie Morton comes back and they've got their one, two, three, I'm not sure that they're going to be active anymore in the other than maybe catcher.
Well,
what are they doing at catcher right now?
They just signed Chirinos. They just signed another 233 hitter, another 233 catcher.
Yeah, did.
Yeah, I mean, the Real Muto thing didn't work out. Real Muto is not re-signing with the Marlins. He's not going to.
Is there a real catcher? Like, are they looking at a real catcher?
Yeah. Real Muto was the guy that they were targeting. One,
is there another real catcher they are considering?
They just signed Chirinos to a one-year deal. He's a 34-year-old guy, 233 hitter. It's like you just picked up.
What about Machete?
You just picked up another Machete. That's all you did.
No, he's better than that.
No, he's about a 230 hitter.
He seemed better than that.
Not really. No, he didn't. No, he was.
He didn't?
No.
I saw a triple one time. He had a homer one time.
He did hit a homer one time, and he did hit a triple one time. Unfortunately, one time. And
no, he was better than that. Quit hammering him. That
go really look good. Up his numbers.
He is older than I thought. He's 32.
Yeah. And he's a 215 to 230 hitter.
Last year for the Astros, he hit 231.
Yeah, that's what he do.
They just got another Machete?
Yeah, they just picked up another one. Only he was a Ranger. How are you going to get that Ranger filth off of you after 6 years of Ranger filth all over you? I don't know. I mean, what you
back to this
bringing
kind of,
a losing...
Back to this kind of catcher. Although, truth be told, you really had that anyway with McCann. I mean, he had a year where he hit a little better, but he was never the same hitter he was with the Yankees.
No, but he was an integral part, though, because of his catching. He can frame pitches now, okay? I don't know if you know that. He can frame a pitch.
I've heard he's a pitch framer.
Well, and he actually catches pitches, which is different than Machete was.
And listen, people do different things. I'll give you an example. Lanny over at, my friend over at Bill Advisor, one of the things they do different, you know, they've for the last few years, they've been big into bill renegotiations to lower your bills. The thing that they got into now with TGS insurance is homeowners insurance. And it used to take you several hours to get a homeowner's quote, and then someone lowered that number to about 15 minutes. So it was like, wow, this is pretty efficient. TGS, homeowners insurance, has now dropped it to about 15 seconds, where you can get a homeowner's quote, a fixed quote, a firm quote, in 15 seconds now, right there off of your smartphone. All you have to do is text money to 232323. They'll ask for your address, and then they take that address, and they've got all their algorithms and, I don't know, all the smart stuff going on, and within just a few seconds, it will text you back a homeowner's quote. And that is a firm quote, believe it or not. Now, you can make alterations. You say, okay, I want to get more coverage. I want to add coverage for this piece of jewelry or whatever the case may be. But you'll know within seconds whether or not they can save you money on your homeowner's quote. All you have to do is text money to 232323. And did you know they can get your prorated amount? When you sign up, when you've already signed up with someone else, you still have 4 months to go, they will work to just get your prorated amount back for you. You don't have to wait until your contract's up. You can switch anytime you like. A lot of people don't realize that. For homeowners and car insurance, make sure you text money to 232323 and find out how much they can save you on your homeowner's insurance.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.